Please turn with me to Psalm 128, which is our meditation psalm for today. And we continue in the Songs of Ascents. And by the way, well, I'll mention this at another time. Never mind. Psalm 128. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house. Your children like olive plants all around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears Jehovah. The Lord bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Well, a lot of people link this together with the previous psalm, and perhaps as the people were drawing nigh to Jerusalem in the three times a year journeys to Jerusalem, as they were drawing nigh and thinking about all the blessings of home and of work and of church, and they're viewing the temple, and they are seeing that which is at the very heart, literally, physically, but also spiritually of Israel, that they rejoiced. They rejoiced in all the good things which the covenant God gave to them through the Redeemer, which in the time this was written, was to be someday coming. Already redemption from that Redeemer was theirs. But the Redeemer himself would come to accomplish it in a time later. Well, we live in that time. And so as wonderful as these promises were to the people then, they are yet wonderful to us now. They're all accomplished in and through the Redeemer, all brought to pass by the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is because he feared the Lord perfectly that he has earned all these good things for you and for me, because we deserve none of them of ourselves. We do not deserve to see the works of our hands prospering. No, we deserve to see the culmination of the thorns and the thistles coming up from the cursed ground. We do not deserve to see a happy family. We deserve separation. We deserve all sorts of shame. That is what we deserve, as Adam and Eve first had when they sinned. We do not deserve to be in Zion, but to be cast aside into the depths of cursing and hell. We do not deserve to see our children's children, no, but vanity and an everlasting curse. And we do not deserve to see peace upon Israel. The wicked will see that, but it will grate, it will pain, it will agonize them, for all their portion will be that in hell. However, our gracious God gives to his people these blessings here. They're summed up in that first verse. The blessing is to everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. This fear is only given by grace, of course, because, again, of the person and work of Jesus Christ. As God works upon us, as the Spirit makes our hearts live, we come no longer to be terrified of him. We come no longer to be hateful toward him. We come no longer to run away from him. We come to have a different kind of fear that is not that linked with, well, terror, and not linked with hatred or anything of the sort. It is respect. It is awe. And it is linked with love. Because we have new hearts that fear him, as we trust upon the Lord Jesus, Those new hearts want to and increasingly do walk in His ways. The same Holy Spirit who has made us alive. The same Holy Spirit who has given us to understand His Word. The same Holy Spirit who has enabled us to look to Jesus Christ, to behold the Lamb of God which takes away the sin of the world, is the same Holy Spirit who dwells in us and is making us now more and more holy after His own person, after the pattern of the Lord Jesus Christ. The one who fears the Lord, the one who consequently walks in His ways, has these promises, at least as far as will do him spiritual good. So this has to do with the establishing of the work of our hands, as we pray about in Psalm 90. This has to be for most people, marriage and family, not all, for there are some who are given a different gift and are given a different way to be able to serve God faithfully. But even they, as they have laid aside wife and children, and perhaps mother and father, and lands and houses, for Jesus' sake, they shall have much more in the kingdom. That is Jesus' promise. Normally, though, for most people, they have another gift from that, and that is marriage and family, and the delights of that are laid out right there, particularly in verse 3. We have the promise, then, of God's blessing from the church, or through the church. The Lord bless you out of Zion, we see there in verse 5. There is a prayer here. May you see, and this is my prayer for you, people. I trust this is your prayer for me as well, that you may see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life, that you may see the Church of Jesus Christ protected, provided for, and propelled into greater triumphs, that you may see the Church growing not only in number, but the true Church being purified, being more and more glorious. These are the things that I pray you may see, that I pray I may see. May you see your children's children, and peace upon Israel. What wonderful things to see. And some of us have been blessed to see these things. May we all, friends, whether it be physical children or spiritual ones, Judy has not yet been given the blessing of seeing our children's children, physically speaking. But we have the blessing of seeing that, spiritually speaking, as people we have led to Jesus Christ, have led others to Jesus, and perhaps you've seen that too. And so these are the blessings for those who know the Lord Jesus Christ. These are the blessings for those who are living in Him. These are the blessings that are brought about by Him who has lived for us, is resurrected for us, and yet in heaven as prophet, priest, and king, does live, does work, does bless us. Well, let's sing from Psalm 128 now, and we will use the A selection.